Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Mr. Hamilton.
Speaking.
Sir, this is Thomas Mark, and I am calling you with Orbitz Design Agency regarding the website inquiry that you filled out.
What's your company do?
We design and develop websites, and I think that's what you guys are looking for. And if you're interested, we can talk about it. I can give you a quote if you think like that is something which you can do. So we are ready to go.
Have you got my email address?
Yes, sir. And that is Mr. G.A. Hamilton at hotmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome.
Yeah. Did you send me some stuff already?
I guess one of my associates had sent to you some stuff already about the
yeah.
package, about the pricing, and everything about it.
Oh. Okay, when did that happen?
I guess that happened on May
6th. I'll
just
go back and review it.
Yeah, probably that happened, yeah, last month, and I'm calling you quite late. Sorry about that. This is just for the feedback that are you still interested or not? And you sound interested. Are you?
Are you laughing?
Yeah, I'm just laughing with you, sir.
Oh, I see. Okay, May 6th.
I guess it's
are you in the...
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Where are you located?
We're in San Jose, California.
Oh, okay. All right. And it's called Orbitz, you said?
Yes, sir. And I believe you are from Canada. Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, I used to have an office in Venice, California.
Oh, okay. And what do you guys do? And, like, well, what is your, like, business about? Like, it's a museum or something?
Yeah, it's all about the glamour business, you know, for Hollywood stars and that comes from Canada.
Oh.
You know, the Warner Brothers, Louis B. Mayer, Mary Pickford, all these people that came from Canada to get Hollywood going.
Oh, okay. So what else do you do? Like, I'm sure you're a successful businessman already. You sound like one. So what else do you do?
I short Bitcoin.
Okay. All right.
Isn't that the best thing to do?
Uh-huh. So you have been doing the residential renovations and property management business too, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, real estate's good too.
Real estate.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just thought it would be good to do this museum thing,
mm-hmm.
and eventually the museum could buy a big yacht, and I could go around to all of the movie festivals,
right?
You know, in France and everywhere,
mm-hmm.
on the yacht, and raise money for the museum, and have a big party.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So is it going to be, I would say, a virtual museum or something?
And brick and mortar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All of the above stuff, you know.
Okay, perfect.
Augmented reality and so on, yeah.
This is awesome. We would love to work on that.
Yeah, it'd be a fun project, you know, for sure. Yeah, the whole thing is just about fun. Fun and partying, yeah, pretty much.
All right. So are you working with any museum with something, like other museums right now?
I'm connected to a whole bunch of them, actually, like around the globe.
Okay.
So, and I'm, you know, and I'm learning. I'm not like Joe Museum curator or anything, but I'm learning about it.
All right.
Like,
but
it
you'll
wasn't
get there,
my specialty.
Because, like, you have it, and you're interested in it, so definitely you'll learn everything about it. And collaborating with you on this project, like, that would be something wonderful for us.
Well, yeah, it's good that, I mean, you know, you're in California, where all the action happens.
Where the Motion Pictures Museum is.
Yes, and I'm a member of that museum in
Los
Angeles.
Oh.
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, yeah, it's still in Los Angeles, the American Museum.
Pardon me?
It's in Los Angeles, the American Museum for Motion Pictures.
Yeah, I know. I'm a member of it.
Interesting. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you have in mind for
not
the...
Not really. I mean, I had the idea of doing this long before the one in L.A. existed. It's just that it's so hard to, you know... I've had other things I've been working on, you know. So anyway, so this is kind of a retirement project. My retirement party project.
Okay, and that is interesting too. It's not just like a basic project like everybody's doing. Like, this is something that I have never been working on. Something like this. This idea that you have is quite amazing and different.
Yeah. well, it'll be. Yeah. Well. Hopefully, I can raise the. The museum in LA cost, I believe it was about. Was about 1.2. I think it was about 1.2 billion U.S. to build.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now it would cost probably 3 billion. You know.
Oh, all right.
Because of inflation and everything that's going on, so it's gonna be a bit of a haul.
Okay.
But. Yeah, so anyway, I'll review your stuff. I'm still quite serious about it. And I'll go through your stuff again.
Should I send it to you right now with my computer? With my email?
Oh, you could if you like. What's your name?
My name is Thomas. Thomas Mark.
Thomas Mark?
Yes, sir.
Is that Mark in, as in Maker's Mark?
Yes.
I have a friend in the music business, Mark Wilder, and he likes that drink, Maker's Mark. And
I love
so
that.
He said something.
I love that bourbon.
Yeah, it's like, there's nothing closer to gasoline than that stuff.
Yeah.
And, like...
Oh, you're funny.
You can't light matches near it, you know. It's, but, so anyway, he said something about making some wild music in his new productions, and I called him Maker's Mark Wilder, who's going to make new, exciting music.
Okay.
And leave his grand piano behind.
Okay, he's a pianist?
It's Seattle. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll look through your stuff again as soon as I get time. I just I got a bunch of other things going on, but anyway, I'm still working on this.
Okay. So how soon should we speak again?
Yeah, I got to do some legal work, and I have some corporate paperwork to do with the government and a few things, and then I'll be in better shape to do something about it.
All right. So what I was thinking, like, if we start working on this project, because this is a website, like, we're not, like, working on a lot bigger thing. It's just a website. And, of course, the museum is also virtual. So we can put down, like, start working on the branding, creating the logo for you and the brand identity, write some content about you guys. So that might take time. And on the other hand, of course, we will work on the website too. So if you allow us, so we can begin the project, and on the other side, you can take care of the other works. That's how you save time.
Oh.
What do you think? Sir, I'm really, you know what, like, why I'm calling you, because I'm interested in working in this project for you.
Sorry?
That's why I called you, because I'm interested in working on this project for you. Otherwise, Ian was in touch with you, the last person that you spoke to last month. That was some other person.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going through some stuff, so I saw your inquiries. I read about you, and I checked your experiences as well. And after doing some homework, now I'm talking to you. I'm prepared already.
I see. Well, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I gotta. All I have to do now is just convince Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
Yeah, because you know he's been doing, you know, he's been working on the metaverse, right?
Yeah.
And so every time you see him on Facebook, if you're, you know, if you're really good, you can like suck up to him. And he'll like what you say. He'll put a like on.
Okay.
How many likes have you had from Mark Zuckerberg?
I don't think so. Not a lot.
Not none? None you
yeah.
can remember?
No. Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah, these are the ways. These are the new ways of estimating one's value.
Okay.
Yeah. How many likes did you get from Bill Gates?
0.0001.
Did you see what Bill Gates said about what Bill Gates said about Bitcoin?
What did you say?
He said that it's really more or less a and about this is all about the investing in it too. He said really it's about the bigger fool.
Really?
He said it's about the bigger fool. You know, scenario. Who's the bigger fool? You know. You for buying it, or the guy that bought it from you for twice as much?
So it's not just about BTC. It's about all the crypto.
Check it out. He's online saying that stuff.
Okay. Did he tweet that, or say that in an interview?
He's tugging on the rug underneath Mark Zuckerberg. Pardon me.
Did he say that on Twitter or on an interview or something?
It's on my newsfeed. It's
okay,
on my newsfeed, so it may have come through on. I don't know. It'll probably be everywhere.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know who your newsfeeds are from, but.
Yeah,
that's got to make it everywhere.
Yeah. If I search Canadian Hollywood, if I search Canadian Hollywood Heritage Museum, like the first page of Google.
Well, I don't have anything out there.
Yeah.
I haven't launched the company or anything.
But still, if you search it on
Google.
You're kind
of on the inside track of this.
the first and second page of Google is full of you.
No way.
Yeah. I'm not even kidding. Go ahead, check it.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Well, I'll check that
Your
out.
Name is there too. Like the third link is Glenn Hamilton, sole proprietor, residential renovations.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's interesting. I'll have to check.
That's why I wanted to talk to this interesting and famous person.
Yeah, I might become famous though, you know.
Of course.
You never know.
Yeah. Absolutely. If you hire me, I'll be famous too. No?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So give it a chance. I'll share some.
It's the CTO, right?
Chief Technical Officer. Oh my God, cool.
You get to wear that kind of like admiral outfit that Michael Jackson wore.
I'll handle your online stuff, like your social
you can
media.
Do like a Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You can do like wear like uh-huh. Sorry?
No. I was just like saying yeah.
No, you weren't. You were telling a story. I wanted to hear your story, but I was yapping too much. Anyway.
So
yeah.
What I was saying is I'll send you my stuff like so you can look at what we have done in the past.
Okay,
so.
Maker's Mark. Maker's Mark who? What's your last name?
Thomas Mark. Mark is the last name.
Pardon?
Mark is the last name.
Oh, Mark is the last name. And what's the first name?
Thomas.
Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay, Thomas.
Tom's Mark.
Thanks for calling. Pardon?
Tom's Mark.
Tom's Mark Maker. Tom's Maker Mark. Yeah.
Tom's Maker
One way
Mark,
or
yeah.
another, your hands are all over it.
Absolutely.
It's all his fault.
It's all his fault, yeah. I'm not the culprit.
Honest, Mr. Gates, he told me to buy Bitcoin. Anyway, okay, have a great day. Thanks
you
for calling.
You too, sir. You too, sir. Should I call you tomorrow?
No.
For fun? I'll grab a glass of Maker's Mark. While on the phone.
Yeah, that'll solve the gasoline problem. Tell Joe Biden, hey.
Good stuff.
Yo,
good stuff.
Stop going after Exxon. Try and check out Maker's Mark. The rocket fuel.
The rocket fuel, of course.
Okay, Okay, Thomas, Mark, have a great day. Thanks for calling.
You too, Mr. Hamilton.
I'm glad when you call, you know, because you guys that call me, like, it kind of motivates me to get my shit going here with this. Anyway, I got a lawyer I have to deal with here about it because I got to make sure everything's done right before I start raising money for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. So good luck for that.
I'll stay in touch with you
in the email. I'll stay in touch with you on the emails, and good luck with it.
Yeah, thanks. It'll just, you know, it's just about me spending money and paying lawyers to help me, basically. And I can do that. I think I can do that.
You can.
Anyway, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
No problem, sir.
Oh, and I might end up having to pay people like you, too.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Mr.
Yeah,
Hamilton. What should I call you? Hamilton? Glenn Hamilton? Or what should I call you? Lewis Hamilton?
No. Yeah, I'm that guy in that sports car.
Sure, no, not a sports
car.
Well,
I'm the
car.
Guy in Malibu.
It's a Formula One.
Surfboards. Huh?
It's Formula One.
Oh, Lewis Hamilton, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, there's yeah, so I'll have to, you know, try to be as good as some of those Hamiltons.
Hmm,
who is
sure.
The surf guy? Who's the surf Hamilton?
The other Hamilton? No, I only know.
Who's that surf guy Hamilton who lives in Malibu? Laird Hamilton.
Laird Hamilton. Okay, the surf.
Yeah, Google him and see if he's the wave he's on is big enough for you.
Okay.
Hey, take care.
You too, sir. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.